bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
A Roaring Lion by Dr. Carrie Vo for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. The text is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. A roaring lion is scary. If I'm at the zoo and a lion starts to roar, I'm very happy to have a moat and a fence between me and him. The devil is scary, too. And maybe that's why Peter refers to him as a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. The devil isn't someone to mess with, to take lightly, or to play games with. He is dangerous, and we should keep our distance. The roar tells us so. And yet, there is some comfort for us in this description of Satan. Peter specifically says that he is a roaring lion. What does that mean? Well, Amos, the prophet, tells us in the third chapter of his book, he says, "Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from his den if he has taken nothing?" The answer is clearly no. No, a lion who is hot on your trail, who's stalking you, isn't going to roar. Why would he do that? It would only alert you that you were in danger. Lions roar for many reasons, but not normally at that time. Peter paints a picture of a frustrated lion, of Satan wanting to catch us, to devour us, but not able. Why? Because Jesus has placed himself between us and the lion who wants us for breakfast. He's our good shepherd. He has laid down his life to save us, the sheep of his pasture. Through his death and his resurrection, he has brought us into God's safety. It's no wonder the devil roars. Stay close to Jesus. He is your life and protector. No matter how terrifying your situation is, nothing, no one can take you out of his hands. Would you pray with me? Lord, help me to entrust myself into your hands, especially when I'm afraid. Amen.